USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
About 1.3 million Americans a day are receiving a coronavirus vaccination, with hopes that that rate will increase if Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccination receives an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The drug maker asked the agency for consideration for an EUA earlier this week. Dr. Joe DeGuest, vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University, tells CBS News that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be a welcome addition to the fight against the virus.
Well, just having more vaccine is going to be a huge difference as we need to roll out more vaccine to more people. We have a lot of people waiting for vaccine, and we need more all the time. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a really great vaccine. The data is exciting. 85% effective at preventing severe COVID-19, 100% effective at preventing death. We need this vaccine as quickly as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualified purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
An impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin on Tuesday, with the president accused of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. The focus for the president's legal team should be the constitutionality of the proceedings, according to the former Trump White House communications director. Alyssa Farah tells CNN that there is an open question about impeaching a president who's already out of office.
The president's legal team should really not be trying to relitigate January 6th. The facts are not on his side. That is not a helpful case to make. If I were still advising President Trump, which I am not, I would tell him to focus on the constitutional issues. There is a very open, real question about the constitutionality of impeaching a former president. As your reporter noted in the segment before, you know, that had 45 members vote against the procedural movement to go ahead with this impeachment on those grounds. When we get into relitigating the facts of the day of, that's shaky territory for Republicans to be in. So, again, the president should focus on the precedent that this sets and the constitutional side of things.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As Tampa prepares to host Sunday's Super Bowl game as safely as possible, health officials are warning about the possibility of spreading COVID at home if you host a party for the big game. The NFL's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, tells Fox News that he would give fans the same advice to stay safe that they've been giving their players.
Well, I would tell them the same thing that we've been telling our players, coaches, and staff for the whole season, and that is the best advice, that if you want to boil it down to one nugget, is we should all act as if someone is COVID infected around us at all times. Because if you do that, then you'll take care of all the appropriate measures. You'll wear a mask, you'll wash your hands, you'll stay distant from people. If you're eating without a mask, you'll move away to be by yourself. You'll make sure symptoms are reported. And so that advice has carried us through our NFL season, and I think it's the same advice we would share with our fans who may be gathering with those that they haven't been sheltering with throughout the pandemic.
Top 25 action in college basketball on Saturday saw number 6 Texas fall to Oklahoma State in double overtime, 75-67. Number 18 Missouri beat number 10 Alabama, 68-65. Number 12 Illinois topped number 19 Wisconsin, 65-70. Number 17 West Virginia topped number 23 Kansas, 91-79. Number 25 Drake got by Valparaiso, 80-77. And North Carolina beat Duke, 91-87. It was the first time those two squared off without either team being ranked since February 1960. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.